KX93.5. This is member-supported public radio in Laguna Beach, California. IA. If you're just driving into town and you're hearing my voice, the world has not gone crazy. I'm British. Got Las Vegas in the studio. Dead happy to see you. Hello. Let's see if this works. Wait, I'm still not hearing him, engineer. Wait a minute. Try that again, James. Say hello, mate.
Yeah.
There he is. All right. Hello, James. At least we've got James. How are you doing, man?
I'm very well.
Don't lie. You're completely hungover.
I'm threatening to get a suntan.
You've all got a studio tans, all of you.
Do you think?
Well, studio or sort of touring tans, wow. Which is like a lack of tan.
Yeah.
No tan.
No tan.
We've got a Scottish tan.
Yeah. I've been in Warsaw, though, so...
Right, well,
so
there you go.
I've got an excuse. It's colder than Glasgow.
Is it really?
Aye.
So, how long have you been outside of Glasgow for, you guys?
Been touring Europe for like a month, and then there's been the States in Canada for maybe 3 weeks or something.
Well, Canada's very Scottish, though, isn't it? Isn't it?
Aye, well, would you mean mad?
Well, there's Nova Scotia. I always think that's sort of New Scotland, isn't it? Nova Scotia is New Scotland.
I mean, they do seem quite Scottish in their mannerisms. They're mental.
They are a bit mental. And when you look at on the trash cans in Toronto, it says rubbish.
Well, does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Always makes me feel at home when I'm up there. So, all over the place then. And recording?
No, we're going to be recording quite soon, though, I think. But we've not been recording for, you know, I think we recorded this album last year.
Yeah.
And this is us just doing all the, you know, door-to-door salesman of the thing.
Right. Right. And last night at the Echo in LA.
Yep.
Cool gig?
It was brilliant. Yeah, it was really good. The crowd were just really, really enthusiastic and lovely and quite electric. It was good.
How does it, what's the makeup of the band on stage? Because I know we've got Yona here playing piano today, or keyboard, but you're usually the drummer, aren't you? You can yell.
Yes.
Yes. She's the drummer. Now, Yona, this is fascinating to me, because you are Swedish.
Yes.
I know that because I've read Wikipedia. Hello, yeah, Yona.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and you're saying yeah now, but when you were talking to the band, you were saying aye. Aye.
Yeah, it kind of rubs off on me. You see, when you hang out with these boys, it's just like, there's no way out of it.
You're the first.
You need to go with a Glaswegian.
You're the first Swede with a Glaswegian accent.
Yeah, they call
I've
it Glaswedish.
Glaswedish. I like it. What's the connection? Because you guys have had some hits in Sweden, like big, you're huge in Sweden.
Yeah, that was probably James's
I think
golden nuggets. Maybe
not. what does that mean, James?
No, I think it was just... I don't really think it was any like relevance to the band's success in Sweden or that. I think it was... I think it was just through chance, and it was a person who knew Yona, who knew our label, and it was kind of like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, so you didn't... It's not like Yona was like some sort of hanger-on fan. It was like just desperate to...
She'd never heard of the
band. I want to be in the band! And then she killed the other drummer. I'm hoping for a big story on this.
We should never hear to the band, which aggravated my ego.
Did it really?
Oh, big time, man. Big time.
That really bothered you.
It really bothered me, man.
Yeah.
I told her that I didn't believe her for like a long time, and I would always try and catch her out, but then I had to surrender to
that's classic.
The fact that she actually didn't have a clue who we were.
Right. Do you know who John Otway was, is? He's an English singer-songwriter, had a big hit in the 70s with a song called Really Free, one hit. Okay. And then he was voted seventh best lyric of all time with a song called Beware of the Flowers.
Okay.
Because his fans all got together. Well, anyway, Otway won't go on the tube in case nobody recognises him.
Ah.
And you can relate. I can see a little twinkle in your eye.
Ah.
You get it? I'm not going around Glasgow in case nobody punches me.
I used to have that edge, but now I've just surrendered to being... You know what I mean? Anonymous.
Have you?
Aye, I've surrendered a long time ago.
It's more fun, actually.
Aye, it is.
It really is, yeah. Cool. Well, you're going to play a song for us? We'd really like it if you would. And seriously, you spent 4 hours schlepping in all this gear. There's two engineers here crying, right? So we better use the gear that you've brought in here, right?
Okay.
If people want to see that, they can go on Facebook to KX935 and look at a picture of gear, which I've posted earlier on. All right, this is KX93.5. When you're ready, guys, just take your time. This is Las Vegas on Lagunas Only FM.
It's all about the money, 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 money. I hope it makes you happy. Societies, opinions, opinions and societies. It's my example I set for my daughter and my family. When all I want is my baby, all I want is my baby. Economic, and cultural hypocrisy. It kills me inside to hear about half an hour extra custody. When government intervention, I can see all too distantly. Little ghetto feelings matter more than biology. And all I want is my baby. All I want is my baby. A phone call, humiliation publicly. Have you ever heard of karma? Maybe you will do one day. How deluded you saw things in my own ideology. When all I want is my baby, all I want is my baby, all I want is my baby.
Wow, so cool. On KX93.5, member-supported public radio in Laguna Beach, Las Vegas there. And all I want is my baby. My baby. I noticed you're singing in that Scottish accent there, buddy. And that's quite a new... That's a cool thing. It's a good thing. It's a brilliant thing that Scottish bands and British bands, English bands, I think, are now singing in their own accents. Good. It's a bit of pride in your own culture. Because for years there, people sang in American accents.
And until us, you know what I mean? And I think with the way that we do it, I guess, is quite Glaswegian. But I've always found it a really sexy accent. Quite like, you know what I mean? The same way I feel about maybe the New York accent or something. But I didn't ever think that anybody else would actually, you know what I mean, get involved with it or connect with it in some of the ways that they have. But I think it's quite sexy.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard the Scottish accent talked about as sexy. Maybe if you're Scottish. Runrig, they used to sing with a Scottish accent.
Did they?
Runrig, yeah. Big Scottish band.
I never really think of us as being... It's more Glaswegian than Scottish.
Than Scottish.
Because you can get away with it by singing, you know, well, I would walk 500. And then... But that's no really taking a chance. We took a chance, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you something. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've opened for both of them. I've opened for that band, those two lads, what are they called with the glasses?
The Proclaimers. They're lovely, nice.
Very nice lads, very tall.
Aye.
And also Runrig, who had the craziest manager ever.
Craziest
manager ever, yeah. One of them, the manager came on the stage one time and said, "Get off my stage, you wee English." S-H-I-T-E was the word she used. Yeah. How is Scotland now? Is Scotland, because it's now, they're talking about breaking away from the United Kingdom, aren't they?
There's nothing like Laguna Beach.
No, there is nothing like Laguna Beach. That's
not,
true.
It's not like that.
No, but, we're not seceding from the union over here.
Saltcoats is. It's not the same.
It's not. My wife, I said, what shall I ask this band? She said, ask them if they're from East Kilbride.
I'm from the east end of Glasgow.
Are you?
Aye.
And is that the tough, is that the rough and tough end of Glasgow?
Well, it's the working class, subclass.
Yeah.
Like, he's for the east as well.
We've got Rab here. It's your birthday today, Rab. Well, it was yesterday, right? Yes, he's nodding. And we've even got cake in the studio. To celebrate Rab's birthday. How old are you, Rab? 31. Oh, you're just a wee laddie. So, coming out of Glasgow, that whole thing is, there's a sort of Scotia Nostra, because there's a lot of Scottish bands, not just, you know, the obvious ones that sang with this Scottish accent. I mean, there's the, you know, Simple Minds and big, you know, huge Scottish band. Trying to think of other ones. Average White Band was a Scottish band.
They sang with their American accents or the Scottish accents, do you think?
I think that Jim Kerr sang with an American accent.
Yeah, that's when it was totally American.
Yeah. What about Churches? They sing with it. Well, then it's difficult to say what accent they sing with.
It's kind of like a mongrel. It's like a mongrel, like a weird blend.
So like transatlantic thing, yeah.
Aye.
What about, it was one of the Scottish band, Blue Nile. They're that very American, that. Although, brilliant songwriter.
Aye. Yes,
and who else? Delamitri.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole Scotia Nostra.
You know what, Alex Harvey, actually.
Alex Harvey?
I mean, he was Scottish and he done it right. He was Glaswegian, he done
right.
it, so...
Yeah, it's
actually,
a thing.
We can't take all the credit, right? So
no. No, but I do think it's cool and it's different and it, you know... It's more, there's something believable about it because you are what you are.
Aye.
You know, so. And I've been hearing it a lot in other bands, British bands, because I've been out here a long time, but I'm hearing it from bands like, from where I'm from, Kaiser Chiefs, Arctic Monkeys, you know,
yeah.
Elbow, those bands all sing with English accents.
Yeah.
Have you heard there's a band called Scars on 45 out of Leeds, new band, very young, really great, sing with a Leeds accent. I just think it's, I think it's great.
Right.
Because John Lennon was wrong, wasn't he, when he said that it sounds better in America, and I don't think it does.
Depends how you do it. If you can, you know what I mean? If you can pull it off.
Do an American accent.
I was meaning if you can do like the kind of British one and pull it off, then you can pull it off. But if you can't, you can't.
Right. I suppose country music sound a bit weird with a Scottish accent. Or maybe not, I don't know.
I don't know how we could have done it. I mean, we've got songs like, you know what I mean? Forget your dad, he's gone.
Right.
He's gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not right.
It's even worse than the way that I normally do it.
You want to do us another song? Anything you like, just play for us. It's wonderful to have you in the studio, man. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having us.
Glass Vegas in the studio at KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. When you're ready, guys.
Right. That's with them choices.
You can introduce it if you like and tell us what you're playing. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna play a song called Choices. This song is about how it kinda highlights things getting more and more limited in your life and how it makes you feel, me feel. This is Choices, enjoy.
I got nothing left to but what goes on behind my closed door? I've said I don't know, I don't wanna live. But boy, then I'm even more perverted. I don't wanna hate, but trust in you, God is all my rest.
Las Vegas there, live in the studio on KX93.5, and a song called Choices. Thank you so much for doing that and just for being here today. Very cool. People don't know, Las Vegas have opened for bands like U2 and Oasis and all these huge acts, and are massive and famous, and everybody should know them, especially when James walks out of here. If anybody sees him, make sure that you let him know how famous he is, because he needs to know.
Recognize
the fragile ego, I understand. It. You know, Otway wears so much on Otway before, and he wears a t-shirt that says, "Yes, you have seen me on TV." Hey, so what's up next for you guys? What are you going to be doing? You're going back to the UK soon?
Well, we'll be in San Francisco, and then...
Oh, that's right. That's, when's that? When's the gig?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night in San Francisco, live, yeah.
And then we have... We've got a kid, Rab's going on holiday somewhere. Where is it?
Nice.
Egypt.
Is that true? You're saying that with a wink in your eyes?
He's going to ride some camels.
I've been to Egypt. It's good. Very nice, Egypt. Very nice. Of course, when I was there, there wasn't a war going on like there is now. It's an adventure holiday, bomb dodging. Very good, yeah. Cheap Scottish holiday to Egypt.
We're going to stay in Los Angeles for a bit, and then probably write the next album and stuff. That'll be the next thing.
Talking of recording, I was, because of my in-depth research that I did last night on Wikipedia, I was looking at places you've recorded. Now, you've recorded in Santa Monica before. Where did you do the first record?
Brooklyn.
Where's?
New York.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah.
That is cool for a bunch of Scottish lads.
Well, that's the first time I'd ever been to America.
Yeah.
It was to record the first album. So it was, I guess quite an experience, you know what I mean?
I bet it was. Well, obviously it's such a like classic record as well now. What was the name of the studio again?
It was called Brooklyn Recording Studio.
So Brooklyn?
It was kind of like a wee secret studio, almost. The guy was quite... Like, the label phoned up to ask, where do they send the equipment? And the guy who owns the studio said, "Who are you?" And our label said, "Oh, we're Columbia Records." And he's like, I don't know if you're really Columbia, so I'm not telling you where the studio is." But he wouldn't tell people where the studio was, even when people wanted to book the studio.
Maybe
he was
quite
a mysterious guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, maybe it's like one of those sort of wacky hotels they have, you know, where, like, Michael Jackson used to stay. It doesn't say hotel.
Well, that's the thing, it doesn't say studio. You wouldn't know it's a studio.
That's interesting.
But,
what about Transylvania?
Transylvania. That was.
Whose idea was that?
That was my amazing idea.
Yona's like pointing at him with this look on her face, like, I'm still angry with you about that. How did that come about? What was the idea of that?
It was just really through watching like Scooby-Doo cartoons and stuff, and like other cartoons that were based in Transylvania. I always wanted to know if it actually looked the way the cartoons made it look,
right.
And it really does.
It really does look like that. Is it all misty, like forests and huge castles?
You're in like an old hotel room, and you switch your light off, and then next door's light goes off. It's quite old and untouched.
I'm surprised you got any equipment there. I'm surprised you were.
It was a bit of a struggle. I mean, we'd done like a little video. My manager had to find a smoke machine for the video, and the only place he could find one was like a brothel and stuff like that. Yeah. It was quite DIY, that record.
But that's cool though, because it sets parameters, doesn't it?
It was hands on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't do everything.
Our manager could have found a smoke machine somewhere else. Right. Really, I mean.
You could have done that also. You could probably find a cheap orchestra in places like that.
Well, the thing is, we recorded with a choir. It's not like they were cheaper in that. We made sure they were well paid or whatever, but they were just an amazing bunch of people. They were cool, man, you know what I mean? Really cool.
That's so great, to go out to a place like that. I don't think I could find it on the map. I'm being honest with you.
It was a place called Brasov.
Brasov is a famous park place in Transylvania, but I don't think I could find Transylvania. I'm being honest now. I don't think I could find it on the map. Somewhere near Romania. Yes, somewhere over that way, right?
Yeah. Because a Romanian choir, we'd done like the song Silent Night. We'd done that. And
that's right. It was a Christmas record, wasn't it? Or the beginnings of one.
And that's what it was. And they sang on it. Wow. We recorded the thing there, you know.
That's so exciting. Now listen, people are knocking on the window saying it's time for you to go to your next thing that you've got to do. It's been heartwarming meeting you, and I'm glad you got a bit of birthday cake for Rab. Happy birthday, dear boy. And I'm glad you got some hobnobs, which I brought, and they've now completely disappeared. So, excellent. Oh, there they are. Brilliant. All right, good. Okay, we're going to play out with a track from your first record, Geraldine. Thanks again, you guys. Get some sleep and try, you know, relax.
No,
you're going to be able to enjoy the beach at all?
I think we're going to Santa Monica now.
All right, so you'll be able
to do the next thing. So for me, get the time to get down there.
All right, take a bit of time to... Because if you're going back to Scotland right now, it's a little cold.
I know, but I'm going to be here for the next few weeks. Amazing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, anytime you're in the area...
Man,
we'd love to have you.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, we feel very privileged to have bands like you guys on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.
All right, mate.
Some, mate.